its current state here on WKAR. All this week, 395 athletes from 17 nations have been competing in 14 events all over the MSU campus and the Lansing area as part of the 2013 World Dwarf Games. The very concept of competitive athletics among dwarves was conceived right here in East Lansing nearly 30 years ago. It's evolved into this week's international competition, which is the largest of its kind in history. WKAR in Current State decided to do something special to commemorate the occasion, and here to tell us a little bit more is Current State producer Joe Lindstroff. Hi, well, Joe.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah, you know, when we learned about this history here in Lansing and Michigan State University with dwarf athletics and dwarf competition, you know, I decided that we really need to do something and celebrate this. Also, to capture the international buzz, you know, all these kinds of sporting events, the World Cup, the Olympics, there really is an unmatched electricity when you have people from all over the world gather to compete.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same here with the World Dwarf Games. Myself, Emmanuel Berry, producer, and production assistant Becky McKendry, spent the weekend with the competitors, with the athletes and their families. And we partnered with a Chicago-based photographer named John Patrick McGuire, very talented photographer. And we set up a portrait studio, and we took well over 40 portraits of the athletes. Beautiful, beautiful photographs.
They are great.
And we interviewed some of the athletes as well. And we put it together in a multimedia presentation to celebrate the games here, to celebrate the athletes. And we finally have finished it after many long hours, and it's online at WKAR.org, right on the homepage. I really do strongly encourage you to have a look at this. I think that perhaps by viewing this, you might want to come out and take a look at some of the events. There are some incredible athletes here, some Paralympians. The finals of powerlifting are Friday, basketball at Breslin Center on Saturday. Just as a little sample to kind of lure you to the web and check out our multimedia, we have a few voices here that you can hear from the athletes.
I'm Rachel Chung. I'm from Great Britain, and I play badminton and discus javelin, floor hockey, basketball, football, and table tennis. It's brilliant. Like, within your day-to-day life, you don't get to see, or you may not see very many other dwarves, so you get to chill out with some people that are the same height. You're not always looking up, like straining your neck.
My name is Jeffrey Aston. I'm from Huntington Wood, Michigan. I will be playing basketball and volleyball, and I am, as far as I understand, the only MSU student here. For me, it's interesting. I've never been around a whole bunch of people my size and a whole bunch of dwarves. There weren't any of those people in my community, and I haven't seen many people here at MSU. So now it's a whole new world. I'm meeting new people within my community and international, and it means a lot, and I hope to keep in touch with them.
I'm Nalini Arunachalam. I'm from India. I play badminton, shot put, discus. I have come here, enjoyed with my kind of people. Otherwise, I would never meet this kind of people anywhere. So here I saw at least thousands of people or hundreds of people here together. It's really awesome. So I feel good because otherwise, when we are with the normal people, we feel a little bit low. Why? Because why God created us like this? But now, When I'm among these kind of people, my kind of people, like mind and same structure and all, so I feel, no, there are a lot of people like me and still they are enjoying life. So I should also enjoy life. Nothing to worry about being like this.